or not, whether I'm on that path or not. You know, when disaster comes, it's not the beginning of anything. It's the end of a long process of ignoring your conscience. Now, let me be precise. The conscience is not the voice of God. Scripture is the voice of God, right? Okay. Even non-Christians have a conscience. Muslims have a conscience. They're reacting to their conscience when they blow people up. Mormons have a conscience. They feel guilty if they violate church law. Conscience really functions in all religions. Misinformed conscience. It's really critical, then, that our understanding start at one point. The conscience has to be accurately informed as to the truth. The church continues today to set a lower and lower and lower and lower and lower standard of holiness, which lets the conscience get away with murder, or the person get away with murder in responding to an ill-informed conscience. So we have to start with an accurate instruction of the truth. And don't let yourself think for any moment that you can sit in a place year after year where the Word of God is not taught, that you can get by with a minimal approach to learning the truth. And you cannot engage yourself with reading great theology, with reading the Word of God constantly, with understanding the great truths of Scripture, and somehow your sanctification will go on without it, because it won't. Well, you know, this isn't pie in the sky here. You've got to have accurate radar. I will tell you, whatever church is emphasizing psychology and entertainment and cleverness and stories and cultural cuteness and all that kind of stuff, the harvest is going to be unholiness. It'll always be unholiness because the conscience gets no help. You go into a Christian bookstore even and try to find something that's going to inform your conscience regarding the eternal verities of the Word of God. Pop psychology and fiction dominate. And the standard, therefore, of understanding divine truth is dropping like a rock. And the culture, of course, is involved in this. I remember years ago reading, this was in the book as well, a survey that MTV did. And they did a survey on the seven deadly sins to ask people what they thought about the seven deadly sins. Now, medieval theology came up with seven deadly sins, not in the sense that they were the only seven sins, but they were what they thought were the seven motivational sins that sort of motivated a lot of other sins: pride, lust, covetousness, anger, envy, gluttony, and sloth or laziness. So these were the seven deadly sins.